welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. I am so excited to share with you my interview with Lisa Drexman. Lisa is a mom and entrepreneur who was looking for a way to blend her passion for fitness and motherhood and came up with fitness brand Fit for Mom. Underneath that umbrella is Stroller Strides, Fit for Baby, Stroller Barre, and Body Back. And if you've ever done one of these classes, you know this is a great way for moms to not only get in a great workout, but also build community with other moms. And that was really her goal. Now there are Fit for Mom classes all over the country, supporting mothers and getting back to their best healthy selves in this new role of motherhood. What I love about it is that you can work out with your child, and so you're not feeling like you're having to choose exercise or spending time with your child. This is a great way to combine both of that. If you're not familiar with these programs, she's going to go into more detail about what these classes look like and who they're really designed for. And I guarantee they're designed for probably you. So let's get to it with Lisa Drexman today. All right, I want to welcome Lisa Drexman. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you, Jessica?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm so excited to chat with you. I actually took my first Stroller Strides class in September.
Oh, good. So How was it?
It was fabulous. It was hard. It was really hard, but it was so good.
Yeah, people expect it's going to be just a walk in the park, but you're definitely, I promise you, you're not paying just to walk with your friends with strollers.
No, it was a run in the park. We were going from place to place and location to location, and I loved it. And we'll get more into all those workouts, but I just want to tell you that I love what you're doing, and so I'm really excited to chat with you.
Thank you.
This is going to be great. So you're in San Diego, and so am I, so that's a common bond already. But for people that may not know you, will you give a little background on yourself and your family and your business?
Yeah, let's see here. It seems like the business has been such a big part of my life for a while, but I guess there was life before it. Where should I start? I am a mom, first and foremost. I'm a mom to Jacob, who is 15 and a half, and Rachel, who is about to turn 12. And I have been married for almost 20 years to Jason, and we have an awesome dog named Lexi. And before I started Fit for Mom, and many of you know it just as Stroller Strides, because that's how we started, I had been in the fitness industry for over a decade at the time. So now it's been almost 25 years. Can't believe it. And I had done everything from group exercise to personal training. And then my last position before starting Fit for Mom was I was the general manager at a large health club here in La Jolla, California. And so I really got an incredible vast background as far as the fitness industry goes, really how to run a business, and was able to bring that into my own business.
That is awesome. And it's great when you can take your passion and your interests and your expertise and then transition it into something new that works better for you in whatever stage of life that you're in, right?
Yeah, motherhood makes you rod of the world, and also I think is the where the term mother of invention comes from. You know, it's where the ideas come from.
Right. And so let's go back to your early motherhood days. What was it like having your first little one? Was it what you expected? What were the hardest and best parts for you in those early days?
Well, my maternity leave was like the best weeks of my life because I had always worked and was just looking forward to truly being with Jacob. And I thought I had to go back to work full time. So I was that little girl who always wanted to be a mom, who always pretended that she was a mom. So I really, really cherished that time with him. That being said, I was so overwhelmed with motherhood because I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about sleep training. I didn't know about nursing. I had so many questions. And that was why I started Stroller Strides. I wasn't looking to start a business. I was looking to create a, let's call it, support group exercise. I knew I could help moms get back in shape. I knew I could help them with the exercise, and that was such a great thing to be able to get outside and work out with your stroller and be with your baby. But I needed that village, and so I really And still today, even as mom to teenagers, I think that motherhood is an incredible blessing. It's such a gift. And I also think it's really hard. Mm-hmm. And so I think we need to support one another in it.
Absolutely. What was the hardest part for you becoming a mom?
Well, becoming a mom, I would say the hardest part was just kind of finding my new identity. You know, I was, you know, in management and so much of my identity wrapped around my work. And so figuring out my new identity as a mom and my new groove. And then certainly once we decided to start Stroller Strides and create that business, I think the hardest part has continue to be, and that's very much why it's part of my mission in the business, is self-care. You know, I find that moms are a bit of martyrs. You know, we're so busy taking care of everyone else that we don't take care of ourselves. Right. And so again, I mean, I've literally built a business around that because I do believe so much that when mom does put that oxygen mask on, that she is going to be such a better mom and so such a better role model, even if nothing else, and a happier wife and a happier mom. So I think finding time for you and that self-care, I think time is the hardest part of being a mom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in those early days, it can be so hard to decide how you want to use your time because your discretionary time is so limited. So whether it's like, okay, do I sleep or do I exercise? Do I eat or do I clean up the kitchen? You know, you have to make those choices sometimes. And so what I love about your programs is that you're incorporating your child in it. So you're not having to choose between those two things that are equally as important to you in a lot of for a lot of people, but you're being able to blend those two things and feel good about that you're doing something for yourself and you're doing something for your child. And I know for me, those early days when you have a newborn and they're sleeping all the time and you're tethered to your home and maybe you're totally not used to, you know, being at home all the time, gosh, that's isolating. And sometimes you don't even realize how kind of bad off you are because you're just not talking to adults. And so being able to get out to an exercise class with your child, you don't have to leave them in daycare, you don't have to find a babysitter, take them with you, put them in the stroller, and they'll love that fresh air and they'll feel as rejuvenated as you will. And you're there with other moms and you're building that connection. Is that kind of what you were thinking?
Couldn't have said it better. Yeah. You couldn't have said it better. I mean, it's one-stop shopping so that it's one less decision you have to make because, gosh, I mean, you asked about what was hard. I remember, you know, everybody telling me, sleep when the baby sleeps. Yeah. But when your house is a disaster and the dishes are a mess and you feel like, I can't sleep, I need to get this stuff done because before being a mom, these basic things like keeping your house in basic order were never even a thought. Right. And now it's like really hard. I remember when Jacob was really young. I mean, probably a few weeks old. I don't know, maybe 4 weeks. I remember going, Noah, I'm gonna rock this day. I'm gonna get the house cleaned up. I'm gonna take care of baby, and I'm gonna make dinner for Jason. And I'm like, this shouldn't be that hard, right? And by the time dinner came, like I destroyed dinner, and I'm normally a good cook, and I was like in tears. And I'm like, the motherhood is real. We need to give ourselves more grace and realize as much as we love a clean house that it's going to be okay if it's not clean for just a little while.
Yeah. And you have to like be realistic. Like you're going to be doing tasks during the day repetitively again and again that are going to be undone again and again and again. And that's unlike any other job you've ever had. And you're coming from the corporate world where it's like you've been able to check things off a list and then they stay done and then you get feedback and it's positive and you're like, I can do this. I'm amazing. But then your kids are just screaming their heads off even if you're trying to do everything right. So it's just a 180 for people that aren't used to that type of job description.
It feels like Groundhog Day. It like does. If I have to empty the dishwasher one more time, or I have to clean the floor one more time, or put away the laundry, it's never ending. And know what? This is it. This is parenting. This is the experience. Yes. And it's those moments between that are the memories. It's the moments that you said, know what? Forget that laundry. I am going to lay on the floor and just smell this baby and play and you know. Or maybe read a magazine. Can you even imagine that? Like, I'm going to read a magazine instead of doing the dishes. Yeah. But know what? The world will not crumble. So I don't feel like it has to be this quantum leap of change. Yeah. I think that if moms just give yourself a mommy timeout, 10 minutes every day, 10 minutes to just do something to recharge you, I think you would be shocked at how much recharge you get out of that 10 minutes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that we think
that we have to feel guilty about doing that kind of thing and doing stuff for ourselves. And if we don't feel guilty, then we're selfish. I don't know where we've gotten, how we've gotten to that point. But gosh, in any other job or in any other, you know, I don't know, in any other space, you would think like, yeah, of course, we'd want our kids to take care of themselves. We want our husband to take care of themselves. Sure, we should give ourselves the same permission to get to take care of ourselves.
We live in a really busy, very chaotic time. We fill every single second. We're very much human doings more than human beings.
I like that.
And my feeling is that what we won't do for ourselves, we'll do for our children. Mm. So shift your perspective and think about, do I want my kids to exercise as much as I do? And most moms say, no, I want them to exercise more. Mm-hmm. Do I want my kids to stress like I do? And most moms say, no, I want them to stress less. You know, keep asking those questions and then realize it comes from you. They're going to learn from you that mom takes 10 minutes to meditate. They're going to see that, especially if they grow up seeing that, that mom makes sure to get outside into nature every single day and goes for a walk. The choices that you make, this is parenting. And the good news is that it benefits you. It will help you feel healthier and happier.
And ultimately, it will benefit the kids, right? If you're if you're a happier version and more fulfilled version of yourself, of course that's going to spill over into your ability to be the most awesome, extraordinary mom that you ever wanted to be.
Yeah, I think we really need to let go, and this is a big thing for me in 2017, is be perfectly imperfect. Mm. No more striving to be a perfect mom. There is no perfect mom. Don't strive to be super mom. Strive to be the mom who holds her own well-being sacred. Mm. That's something different that I think will greatly benefit your family.
Ooh. Have you always been that kind of mom that's been able to kind of let go of that perfection? Or has that been a work in progress?
No, I teach you by my mistakes.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot by being a mom in the last 15 and a half years. I mean, I knew it, you know, logically I knew it, but I didn't know how to put it into practice. Mm. And because it's so important to me and health is so important to me and being a good mom is so important to me, I have designed my life. I'm very much living on purpose so that I can be a healthy, happy mom. And now I've designed my business to help moms get out of overwhelm and into health and happy because I believe in moms. I believe in the power of moms. I think that moms can, I truly believe that what we do will create a ripple effect for decades and generations to come. Mm-hmm. And so my part in that now is to help moms figure out how to do it. It's like, we all know we're supposed to do it, but now I want to actually teach you, here's how you do it. Here are small steps you can take each day to get out of overwhelm and feel healthier and happier.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And I think that when we are feeling like we have our daily life and our regular life more under control, then we're more able to handle the unexpected and the challenges that might come because you're already in a good place. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. I mean, yeah. I think that we all have, let's just say, our healthy self and our unhealthy self. Mm. Like, you know those times. And I don't, when I'm saying unhealthy, I don't mean unhealthy as in sick. I mean unhealthy as in you're overwhelmed, you're stressed, you're tired, and triggered. You're triggered.
Right.
And imagine how you are when you're triggered. You snap at your husband, you snap at your kids. Like, little things make a really big deal. So if we can keep you healthy, okay, so again, not healthy as in not sick, but healthy as in your mind, body, and spirit, then you are also going to like how you react and connect with other people.
I love that. Are you a goal setter?
Oh, I'm crazy goal setter. I am a goal setter like you've never seen before.
Okay,
I
have, so what does that look like? Oh,
I should go to Goal Setting Anonymous.
Yes.
I really should. I have goal setting problems.
Okay, so what does that look like for you? For moms that are looking to set new goals for the new year and are just trying to get a life that is designed more the way that they might want it, what would that look like?
Great question. Well, I think I share what I've done and what's worked for me. And so what's worked for me is to really first just take a look at my life and go, where am I most off balance? Mm. And so there's a great activity you can do called Wheel of Life. And if you go to our Fit for Mom website, fitformom.com, and you just do a search at the top, search Wheel of Life. And if you want, I can give you a link that you can put on your podcast notes.
Yep.
And so on that, there's a graphic. And that graphic is going to help you kind of take score, a 0 to 10 score of different aspects of your life. what's your score as far as finance goes? How's your financial health as far as romance goes, as far as health goes? And so you do the score, and you really, by doing this, can see where are you off balance? Mm. Where are you off balance? And so with that, you're able to see where do you want to put some more energy. So when I set goals, I set them regularly. So I'll set them, I'm at that point now for setting them for the year. What are my goals for the year? I set them quarterly. I set them monthly. I set them weekly. Mm-hmm. And every day I could tell you what are my top three things that I need to get done for the day. And they roll up into those bigger goals.
Sure.
But where that ties into the wheel of life is that I set my goals based on where are the areas that I want to grow more. So I've talked about on my podcast before that one of the areas I know the least about is finance. I mean, money is a great thing. There are things that I want, but it's just not an area that I'm very knowledgeable. It's not what I study. I study more health and leadership and good stuff like that. So part of my goal was to read 3 finance books. And I did that. So, you know, now I'm a little bit more knowledgeable and to try to get a certain amount into my savings and a certain amount into my retirement. So I think it just depends on where do you want to see growth. Mm. The challenge and the reason why most people don't succeed in their goals, well, there's a variety of them. One is that we try to do too much and we try to do too much and there are things that aren't that important to us. So don't just pick a goal just to pick it. Like, how many times have you set a goal to lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds or whatever it might be for you? If you keep setting that same goal, then the obstacles that got in your way before are going to get in your way again. So you have to really think about what's your why? Why are you passionate about it? And create a plan, because it's not enough just to set a goal at the beginning of the year, not to set a resolution. Literally come up with the steps of these are the steps that would need to get me to that goal.
Yes, yes. Actually, because if you have this big goal and you're like, I'm going to lose 5 pounds, but you don't know how you're going to do it, or I'm going to organize my kitchen, or I'm going to whatever it is, I'm going to start a business, that goal is just going to sit there for as long as it takes for you to come up with the action steps to get at it, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure you're big on that. Like, okay, you work from your yearly goal, and then do you just backtrack and say, okay, so that means in the next quarter, I need to do this, in the next...
That's right.
Yeah.
I just backtrack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when you break it down in bite-sized pieces, I'm sure you're just astonished at what you can get done because nothing feels too overwhelming.
Absolutely. I think that baby steps can get you anywhere you want to go.
Yeah. So I want to go back to that word balance because balance is kind of a buzzword and has some kind of a negative connotation right now. In just that, are you weighing, as you're trying to create some balance in your life, when you're saying, you know, where are the areas of my life that are out of balance, are you talking more in terms of like you're weighing your financial balance against itself or like in the grand scheme of things? Like I'm letting finance go because I'm focusing way more on parenting or on business, or do you try and like create this holistic type life where you're trying to balance all the pieces of the pie, or are you weighing those pieces more against itself? Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. It's a great question, Jessica. Okay. So on this wheel of life, ideally a wheel is circular, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you fill in this chart, you might see that you are way low in a certain area.
Sure.
All I want is for you to make a decision. Am I okay with that being low, or do I want to balance that out?
Okay.
So I'm going to give you an example. My friend's score has been low for years. It's been low for a long time. And as much as I don't love it, I'm okay with it. It's a conscious choice for me. My focus is more on my marriage, on being a parent, and my business, and my own self-care.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean I don't do anything with my friends, but I probably don't do as much as some other moms. So I say no to a lot of mom's nights out, a lot. and I'm okay with that. So it's not, I'm not trying to set you up that you always have to be a perfect circle in that wheel of life. It's just kind of a tool to help you see, oh, you know what? This is an area that I really want to work on this year.
Yeah. Okay. That makes perfect sense to me. I like that visual. And like, let's take, for example, birthday parties. Some people are like crazy about throwing these amazing birthday parties for their child. Their child gets a lot out of it. They get a lot out of it. It's really important to them. But then as an attendee of those birthday parties, I might feel a little inadequate because I'm not doing that for my child. But if I can just be okay with, okay, the birthday party sliver on my pie of life is very, very, very small, but I'm okay with it, I can let that go instead of being like, well, I need to make that a bigger piece of the pie because somebody else is doing that and they're an amazing mom, so I should be doing that too. No.
One of the best gifts you can give yourself is to stop comparing yourself to other moms.
Yeah.
We all create our own magic with our family. We all do our own things. And you might want to put more time into, I don't know, just special, a date with your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's going to choose different things. And we are not in another mom's shoes. You don't know the resources she has or doesn't have. Mm-hmm. You know, it just, we live in this life, especially with social media and Facebook, where you're seeing somebody's highlight reel. And mm-hmm. that makes you feel like, oh, I want to go travel. I want to go redecorate my bedroom or whatever you're seeing your friends all doing. And realize they might be in different financial circumstance than you are. And I don't even mean that making more money. They might be willing to be in a lot of debt
choosing
to do
differently.
That.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe they've got family who can help them more than you get help. So just really trying to seize the day in your own life and design your life to be as full of love and happiness and friendship as you're looking for.
You're very wise, Lisa.
Oh, like I said, from making a lot of mistakes,
okay.
I share it all with you.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, where does all this come from, Lisa? Like, you're just, these are all just such, like, beautiful quotables. And I always post a quote from the episode the next day on my social media. And I'm just like, I keep writing down notes of like what I wanted to highlight. And it's, my list is too long now, Lisa.
Well,
there's too many good quotables, but that's a good thing. So let's talk more about your business. So with Stroller Strides, your first...
Stroller Strides was my first baby when my first baby was born.
Okay.
So I created Stroller Strides, which for your listeners, if you're not sure what it is, it's a stroller-based workout where mom actually works out with her baby in a stroller. Mm-hmm. We have certified instructors who lead you through a total body workout. So you might do lunges with the stroller or squats with the stroller. We use exercise tubing. We use the environment, like push-ups at a table, wall sits. And so by the end of this class, you've not only gotten a total body workout, but the instructor has also been leading songs and bubbles with your kids. And so it's really, again, it is one-stop shopping because you're having a great time with your mom friends. Uh-huh. I guess maybe that was when my mom friends were much closer and I got to see them a lot more. It was getting a chance to work out and to be with your baby. So it's really, it's beautiful. I started it 15 years ago and my original mom group, they're all still friends and their kids are all in high school today. So the women that you will meet are, I've gone all across the country. We have 2,000 class locations across the country. I've never been to one location where I'm like, I would love to hang out with these moms. I always feel that way. They're such nice group of women. So that's Stroller Strides. We also have Fit for Baby, which is our prenatal program. So if you're pregnant, I wanted to create something where it wasn't just prenatal yoga. Prenatal yoga is great, but I think that there's so much you can do with your body. We don't see pregnancy as a state of sickness. Mm-hmm. And then Body Back is our transformational program that is just for mom. It doesn't matter if you had your baby 2 years ago or 20 years ago, and it's high intensity interval workouts combined with nutrition coaching and accountability, pre and post assessments, fitness assessments, so you can see what kind of a change you make over 8 weeks. And it is unbelievable. Like, people make more changes in 8 weeks than they have in the last 8 years. It's really amazing. And then we've got other programs like Stroller Bar, our running club. And so we franchise the business and we have about 300 franchisees nationwide. And it's a pretty feel-good business because at every single level for the moms, you're just seeing them achieve health and happiness and a community that is so beautiful nationwide. For our instructors and our franchisees, they have, I think, pretty fun careers that are supportive of motherhood. So for the last 15 years, we've been having a great time.
Oh, I believe it. And I have two friends that teach for Stroller Strides, and they just love it. And they started out in the classes, and they weren't necessarily looking to get a job or leave their children at home or anything at that stage. But this was a great way for them to do something they were already enjoying, to feel empowered that they could do this, and then to help other moms to cultivate that same type of, you know, encouragement and inspiration. And it's just been so positive for them. And so I love that opportunity
so
you're giving to women and to moms. I think that's amazing. So how did it look when you first started? Were you the one teaching the classes?
Yeah, no. Yeah. When I first started, we decided it was going to be a business, I needed to replace a six-figure income. So failure was not an option. I had to just go for it. And that is exactly what I did. So we opened 12 class locations in that first year. So if you're familiar with San Diego, we were everywhere from Encinitas, Mission Bay, Lake Murray, Oceanside, Carlsbad. And so I taught 6 days a week, two classes a day on some days, and I hired every fit pro mom that I knew. Nowadays, you actually don't have to be a fitness professional to become an instructor. You just have to have a passion for fitness and motherhood, because we have our own training program to train fitness professionals. But so we had 1,000 moms participating by the end of that first year. And that was it for me. That was all I was looking for. I was super happy, making good money, home with my baby. But we started getting requests from all across the country. And I realized, you know what, I can share this. And so that was why we franchised the business.
Why do you think it caught on like it did?
Well, I think that the same things that I was looking for as far as all those answers about motherhood, you know, like once you become a mom, you are part of a club, right? And you just need that connection to like-minded moms. And so if you're feeling alone, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you feel like, gosh, you know, I've got questions about nursing or I have questions about bottle feeding, you want to be in a circle of moms. And so I think that moms were looking for that. I think that pretty much all moms are looking to get back in shape or, you know, at least be healthy for their child and to meet other moms. So it's interesting. We've done a lot of research over the years. And one thing that all moms are looking for is a connection with other moms, a community. So that was one of the things that we definitely provided. But again, what ends up happening is it's not just like, oh, I'm just meeting a group of gals. You have this really rich, amazing experience with the class. And then there's play groups and there's mom's nights out. So it's just all of a sudden your entry to a really rich world for you as a new mom.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with that. And I know that there's moms listening who may be shortly postpartum or maybe a long time out from having their baby but never have made exercise a priority again, and they're just feeling like, I'm too out of shape to even work out. You know, there's always those moms that say, when I lose 5 pounds, then I'll go to stroller strides or then I'll get a trainer. Or they feel like they need to do a little something to jumpstart on their own, but they never actually do that because they feel too bad in the situation that they're in right now. What would you tell that mom that just needs that boost to try out a stroller strides or try out something to get themselves back to feeling better?
Oh, I'm so glad that you asked that. You know, it's interesting. I told you that I had been working in the fitness industry for a decade at the time when I started Stroller Strides. And I was always told that 80% of America doesn't work out. Mm. And when I started Stroller Strides, I found that 80%.
Wow.
All of a sudden, I had women coming to me who had never worked out before. And I think it had to do with that they weren't necessarily coming. Well, it was a safe place, right? Like they felt like I could walk with the stroller. There's no mirrors. I'm really coming to connect with other moms as well. And what's been so cool is we've seen now hundreds of thousands of moms across the country going through Fit for Mom who maybe didn't work out or didn't think they were in shape, who are now in the best shape of their lives. Mm-hmm. And in fact, many of them become instructors and franchisees because they're so amazed at what they can do. So I think we really created a program that especially with Stroller Strides, that is a very safe entry, that it doesn't matter if you just had a baby, it doesn't matter if you have never worked out before, we will make sure that you are able to do this workout.
Oh, yeah. And with my experience of going a couple months ago, there were times where we were partnered up with somebody else, and it was somebody I had never met, but they were so encouraging, and we're doing burpees, and then we're high-fiving, and we're jumping, and then we're running to the next spot, and I was kind of walking or running along with a different person every time, and the teacher was so encouraging and squirting me with a squirt gun and squirting my child, and it was just so enjoyable. At times, I almost forgot I was working out or trying to work out hard, and the whole time, I felt encouraged, like, okay, like, this is just kind of a fun hobby to do with some potential friends instead of like, oh, I've got to go to the gym. I've got to be skinnier. I've got to look better. Yeah, that will become a byproduct because you've designed these workouts really explicitly to be effective, but it meets you where you're at as well.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I'm glad that that was your experience. And it's funny because we're able to handle all different fitness levels. Yeah. You know, we have women who run the entire time. They're in incredible shape, but you have the full spectrum. So everybody should feel safe coming to our classes.
Absolutely. So you already mentioned meditation, and I know this is a really something that you feel really passionate about. Tell me about the role meditation plays in your life and what that looks like for a mom that maybe has never tried it before. Is it really woo-woo? And do we need to like do something strange or something that people may not know?
I promise you it's not woo-woo. Okay. There's nothing religious about it. There's nothing hippie, whatever.
Okay. What does it look like for you? Okay.
I had inconsistently been meditating for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. And over the last decade, I have been incredibly consistent. I meditate for 11 minutes every day, and not because there's anything magical about 11 minutes. That just is my favorite number. It seemed like a realistic time that I was willing to do. Mm-hmm. There are so many benefits of meditation that when you learn all the benefits, you go, why would I not do this? Mm. It's going to increase your immune system. It's going to increase your happiness. It's going to decrease stress. It's going to decrease your overwhelm. It's going to decrease depression. It is going to improve your memory. It's going to improve your focus. It is literally training your brain and strengthening your brain. And it's giving your brain a chance to rest and recharge. Your brain is one of the only organs that doesn't get an opportunity to rest or recharge. And you can do it through two different things. One is sleep, which moms need more of, and the other is meditation. And since almost every mom I meet across the country tells me that she's overwhelmed, that she feels fuzzy, that she's, you know, not focused, how can you not meditate? And most moms will tell me, I don't have time to sit and do nothing. But you're not sitting and doing nothing. You are literally giving yourself a recharge. And for me, it sets the tone for my entire day. Mm. And it might be my imagination, but on the days I don't meditate, I'm telling you, things don't go as well. They don't go as smoothly. And so maybe that is my part in it. Maybe we do have more of a part than we realize. So if you don't know how to meditate, first of all, the idea is not to have no thoughts. That is actually impossible.
Right.
Your brain thinks. That's what your brain does. Just like your heart beats and your lungs breathe, your brain thinks. But you will start to slow down your thoughts, and you will get to a point, and it won't happen right away. It's a practice. That's why they call it a meditation practice, that you will get into a very deep state of relaxation. If any of your listeners like massage, you know that gap between awake and sleep? Mm-hmm. Like it's just like, oh, so wonderful. That is what you can get to in meditation. And so imagine if you were stressed to be able to bring yourself to a relaxed point. So if you don't know how to meditate, we live in such a great time. Like I could give you five apps to put on your show notes. One is called Calm. Another one is Insight Timer. There's another one called Headspace. There are so many, and you could literally just listen from your computer or your app on your phone, and it will guide you through meditation. Or you could just put on some nature music and put a timer on and maybe give yourself a focus of a word to focus on or your breath. I think that one of the best things that a mom can do is at least three times a day, just focus on some very deep, beautiful breathing. And that, it's funny, I have someone who laughs and goes, I already breathe all day long. It's not that kind of breathing. It's not the breathing to keep you alive. It's that, well, actually, let's everybody do it right now.
I'm doing it already, Lisa.
Yeah, there you go. Just take a nice deep breath in and let it out. And a big deep breath in and let it out. And let's do one more and let's relax around the held breath. So big deep breath in. Relax around that held breath. And then let it go. Now tell me you don't feel better just from doing that. Yeah, I do. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I'm obviously pretty passionate about it.
Yeah, and you can do that in the car at a stoplight. You can do that. You don't have to devote your 11 minutes right now. You could ramp up, and you could start with that breathing. And when you realize how good that feels, that will encourage you to say, okay, I can do 5 minutes. I can do 10 minutes. I can do 11 minutes. Whatever it is, you can ramp up to that. But just giving it a try to see how that enhances you. And I've heard from so many of my friends that additionally are not woo-woo or not crazy. And, you know, they swear by it and they just love it so much. And you can do it in addition to prayer. I think it is different than prayer if you're a person of faith. But being able to turn that off and stop engaging with the thoughts, right? You can have thoughts, but you're not really engaging with them. Is that kind of the rest that you're trying to create?
I think that for those of you who do pray or read the Bible, I would highly encourage you to do that first and then meditate. It's basically you really resting on those words or whatever, you know, the passages that you're focused on. It's you bringing it into your body. So I think that would be a really wonderful way to connect it.
Yeah. Sometimes I think, oh, I pray. So that's kind of like meditation, but it's really not, like, the purpose is different. And so I like how you're pointing out that differentiation. And so I'm going to really try and incorporate this in. I'll check back with you. I'm going to teach you one more thing.
Okay. Jessica, I'm going to tease you for a second.
Okay.
So you said you're going to try.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So if I were in front of you right now, I would hold a pen in my hand and I would tell you to try and take it out of my hand. And then you would take it out.
Right.
And I'd say, no, Jessica, I want you to try to take it out of my hand. And you'd do it again. And the idea is, it's just not quite as good over a podcast. The idea is that there is no try. You're either going to do it or not. So the moment, I think our words are very powerful, which is why I'm thank you for letting me use you as an example right now. I think our words are very powerful. And so the moment you say the word try, you're opening yourself up to the possibility that you're not going to do it. So instead say, I'm going to meditate for a week.
Okay.
See how you like it. Like, decide what you're willing to commit to.
Decide.
And I think that your words will help you live a very empowered life.
That is so interesting. I'm so glad you pointed out, because I think we do say things that we don't even realize we're saying. And truly, my intention was, I will do that. I'm going to do it. But I
instead, want me to give you one more?
Do it. Yeah.
Right, I'm going to give you one more.
Okay.
And it's because I almost did this one yesterday.
Okay.
So I said something not nice to my husband yesterday. But it was because he was being a jerk, right? And so I realized I needed to apologize. And I kept wanting to apologize, but I wanted to say the word but. I wanted to say, I'm sorry for what I said, but. So the word but is what I want us to all remove from our vocabulary. Because the moment I say but, I'm really not apologizing to him, all right? I'm making an excuse for what I've done. And so as hard as it was for me, I needed to apologize to him and not say the word but.
All right? It negates that apology.
You probably do that with your kids too. We use the word but a lot. And as soon as you do that, you're discounting whatever the person is saying. So I'm sorry. I totally just cut you off and I apologize, but I just love helping people tweak the way they think and tweak their words.
I love that so much. And I do that with my kids. If my child gets hurt, but if I think it's something that they could have avoided because I've told them ahead of time, like, don't run in the house. If they get hurt and then they come to me crying and I'll say, oh, I'm so sorry you're hurt, but I told you not to run in the house. We all do it, but we can change. We can change that.
Absolutely.
But we have to choose.
No, absolutely.
We have to choose to change. So thanks. I appreciate you calling me out on that. I am going.
Thanks for being a good
sport. I am going to work on those things. Today, I'm going to remove those words. I'm going to.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. I think you've provided so many helpful tips in this and so many helpful takeaways. I know it's going to be really meaningful to our listeners. Okay. So if there's any moms listening who maybe have never heard of Stroller Strides, but I don't really know how that's possible in this day and age, but let's give them the benefit of the doubt, or any of the Fit for Moms programs, how can they find a class?
Well, I would love for them to go to our website, which is fitformom.com, and it's fit with the number 4, mom.com, and just put your zip code in. Okay. Put your zip code in, and you'll see if there's any classes near you, Fit for Baby, Stroller Strides, or Body Back. And if there's not one near you, then maybe you can be our next franchisee or next instructor.
Yeah, and the first class is free.
Absolutely, yeah. And some of our franchisees might even offer a little more than that. So
that's amazing. Yeah, and there's great deals and specials. And so, yeah, you can work with whatever franchises in your area. But just give it a try. I mean, one free class, you have absolutely nothing to lose. And for me, it was a really positive experience. And so I know they'll find that same thing. So what is next for you, Lisa? What's new in this coming year? I know you have some exciting things coming up.
I'm excited. I have a new book coming out this summer called The Empowered Mama.
Oh, congratulations. And it's
everything that, thanks. Yeah, it's everything that we've been talking about is that I know that all moms know that they're supposed to take care of themselves. They're supposed to, you know, put their oxygen mask on first, but how? And so I find, because I've met so many moms over the years, that it's almost just survival. And I don't want you just to survive. I want you to thrive. And so the book is really teaching moms how to live a life by design, how to get out of overwhelm. It's almost like a little workbook. So you will answer questions through it and helps you create a plan so that you really create a life that you love to live.
I love that premise. Hey, I have an idea. Will you come back on in the summer and we can make it a book club episode?
I would love to.
We can talk about it and then everyone can buy your book and that'll be amazing. Oh, that's so great.
Thank you.
And so you've mentioned fitformom.com and I'm going to link to everything in the show notes on extraordinarymomspodcast.com. But are there any other resources that you want to point out, places to follow you or follow your business online where they can get more information?
Yeah, I mean, certainly follow Fit for Mom, follow us on Facebook, and you can follow me. I'm very easy to find on Facebook, on Instagram. On Instagram, I share a lot of like what I eat and try to give you healthy meal ideas and just kind of the reality of my day-to-day life. Facebook is a little more of, you know, my family and my life as a mom entrepreneur. So if any of those things interest you, please follow me there as well.
Awesome. That sounds so great. Well, this has been so delightful. We both live in San Diego, and I feel like I need to meet you in person.
I want you to come take one of my body back classes if you could ever wake up really early.
What time are we talking, Lisa?
We're talking 5:30 in the morning.
Okay. I might make an exception for you.
Please do. Please do. I would love to have you in class.
That would be amazing. Okay. Well, Lisa, I always ask my guests one final question, and I cannot wait to hear your answer because I think you are so wise. What would you tell your pre-motherhood self?
Slow down, be more, as in just be, and just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Wow. Yeah, and that's not really the society we're living in. That's not the message that we're getting bombarded with, right? If we do more, we are more, is kind of the message we're hearing. But I love the message that your business promotes and that you're promoting and that we can all promote among each other. Like the more that is our conversation among moms, that will be the new normal, right? And so if we perpetuate society's messages of do more to be more, that's what will exist. But if we can just simplify that and be more of who you are, that'd be a beautiful life.
Yeah, I think we just need to focus on what's most important rather than just trying to get everything done. What's most important to you in your life, that's what you want to get done.
Yeah.
It's so cliche. We've all heard it so many times, but it becomes more true every single day, is that the days are long, but the years go by fast. And I'm finding now that I've got a son who's a sophomore and a daughter in middle school, that every year goes by faster than the last. And so if that's the case, then you just really want to be present in this moment and enjoy the messiness, enjoy the chaos, embrace it. Maybe if you're not going to enjoy it, embrace it.
Yeah.
Because this is it. This is life. This is parenthood, and this is your family.
Yeah. I love it. Lisa, this has been so enjoyable. I know my listeners are love getting to know you better and to learn more about your programs, and it really might be a fit for them. So I'm really excited to bring this to their awareness if it wasn't already on their radar.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
It was a pleasure. I hope you have an awesome day.
I love when I have a guest on that totally surprises me, and Lisa did just that this morning. I figured this post would be mostly about health and fitness and getting your body back and things like that, or maybe running your business. But I just felt like it was a therapy session for me. I hope it felt like that for you too. I felt her wisdom and I felt her years of motherhood and life experience coming through this conversation, and I gained so much valuable insight. So thank you, Lisa, for sharing your journey with us, sharing your wisdom. This was such a wonderful conversation for me, so thanks so much. And if you're looking for a new workout plan, if you're looking to build a community of moms around you, check out fitformom.com, and you can find a class near you. They have them all across the country, so I know there's one for you. Like I said, I tried one out in the fall, and it was so great. I met so many wonderful women, and I know you'll have a lot of fun, and it will feel good to get back in shape if you're not already there. So check that out for sure. As always, links to all these things that we talked about will be in our show notes at extraordinarymomspodcast.com. You can follow me on Instagram at JessicaDahlquist3 or on Facebook at Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I want to thank Lily Jade, our sponsor for January. You've heard me talk about them before, but these are the beautiful leather diaper bags that I am proud to carry around. There's some diaper bags that just look like a diaper bag, but Lily Jade bags not only look stylish, but they're also incredibly functional with their inserts and their organization. And then even if I'm not carrying around diapers and onesies and snacks for my kids, I love carrying around this beautiful bag because I just feel proud that it's so fashion forward and it looks high quality. I love it so much, and I know that you'll love Lily Jade bags too. So head over to Lily Jade today to see all the beautiful models that they have of their gorgeous leather diaper bags. I hope everyone has an awesome day, and I'll see you next week for another episode with another extraordinary mom. Bye.